Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
I'll tell you what, they came out the second half and did what the Bears have done in the second half all year
different
long.
Team.
Different team, made the adjustments on both sides of the ball. I mean, think about it. The Packers come out and get the ball first, and we make them go three and out. We get the football. We have a 17-play drive. I mean, and no penalties in that drive, no negative plays in that drive, and put the ball in the end zone. So, you know, the guys were right there, obviously came out. The coaches made good adjustments, and, you know, we got to make a play right there.
Dave wants that Marquee Sports Network post-game show. Bears lose to the Green Bay Packers 28-21. And listen, this one's a tough one to wrap my head around because if I'm being honest in what I expected, you know, I expected a one-score game. Either way, I thought the Bears could have won by a score or lost by a score. I think, you know, at Lambeau, to me, that first quarter really just is a, you know what I mean? Like, the first quarter really got me. You know, you come out, first possession, minus 5 yards total. Second possession, minus 5 yards total. You get the interception. Like, you think, you just want, the Bears usually score in every quarter. So that first quarter, after getting that interception, when CeeDee Johnson-Gardner got the interception, you just thought to yourself, or at least I did, I was like, oh my God, the Bears are definitely winning this game. But the lack of offensive productivity just kills you every single time. And the Bears aren't built necessarily to come back against good teams. Let me be very clear. The Bears can come back and have proven to do so against bad teams because that's what bad teams do. They give you the opportunity to stay in the game. And if you are a good team, you capitalize. But when you go up against the Packers, when you go up against Matt LaFleur, when you go up against Josh Jacobs and Jordan Love, Micah Parsons, it's just the outcome is going to be a little different, and that's exactly what you saw in this game. And so there was levels of frustration, but you heard Dave wants to talk about it, right? Second half, you come out, everything's firing, and you just got to find a way to stop this team. But unfortunately, the Bears giving up some touchdowns on some explosive plays in the back half of the second half and really cost this team. But let's go out to the phone lines because that's what we're doing. It's Gabe Ramirez here on a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. Obviously, I am holding it down till 5 o'clock. So that's why you guys, I'm taking your calls. I want to hear from you. I'm leading you right into Dustin Rhodes. He comes on at 5. That leads right into Mullion Hall, and they got three great guests for you. Olin Krutz at 7. They got TJ Edwards at 8. And then Brad Biggs jumps on with the guys at 9 o'clock. Then with Raheem Harrison Grody, they got Anthony Heron at 11, Dan Wiederer at 1. And then Spiegel and Holmes, they got Kurt Warner at 3 o'clock. But right now, I want to hear from you, right? I'm live and local. I'm up overnight not to hear myself talk. I want to talk with you. So phone lines are open, 312-644-6767. Let's go to Bob out in North Riverside. Bob, you know, I've been asking the question all night, you know, my wife looked at me at the end of the game because I was pissed And she's like, but I'm proud of them. Look how close they got against one of the better teams. And I was like, ooh, proud. Are you proud of this team? And I ask you that very same question, Bob.
Okay, I'm from a divided house. My wife and daughter are Packer fans.
Oh, no, I'm sorry for you.
And at the end, she came up and said, that was a damn good game. For her to say that is good. But I'm proud of the Bears. At the beginning of the season, my nephew and I sat down, and we picked them to be 500. With the new coach, the quarterback, the new system, they're doing damn good. Sorry about that. I didn't mean to say that.
No. Damn is an okay word.
But as towards that guy who was thinking to draft the quarterback, he had too many shots.
Yeah.
He had way too many shots.
He had more than you, Bob, I'll tell you that. But when you're looking at this team, though, right, what is the area that you're most proud of? Is it because they competed? Is it because they already have 9 wins? Or is it because you think this team is headed in the right direction?
I think the team's heading the right direction. I like their offensive line. They're going to get better. To me, they're going to get better.
Yeah.
But as far as the draft, they're going to need a pass rusher.
Yeah, it would
either
been
trade for them or pick them up in the draft.
Yeah, I agree. But thanks for the call, Bob. And listen, you're bringing up some great points, right? I mean, obviously, a caller called in. If you're not familiar with what Bob was talking about, somebody called in, said Caleb wasn't the guy, and that, in fact, the Bears would draft a quarterback in the first 3 rounds. That was wild. But I think the reason why you're proud of this team is because you see the direction that they're headed in. You see where they want to go, and I mean, that's just what it is, right? I mean, losing to Green Bay always, it just hits different, right? But let's slow it down for a second. The team is 9-4. They won 5 out of the last 6. They went into Lambeau in December with the division on the line, had the ball inside the 15 with a chance to tie or take the lead. And a year ago, this wouldn't even have been a conversation. And this doesn't mean that you ignore the flaws, because they are glaring, but it means you understand where you are at in the build. And they're ahead of schedule. No one can deny that. They're not finished. They're not polished. But they're relevant. The standard for the Bears has changed. And that's why losses like this one sting a little bit more. And that's actually a good thing if you think about it. You're no longer asking, like, are we competitive? And we, I mean the Bears. Are the Bears competitive? You're asking, why didn't the Bears win? What was missing from this performance that didn't allow them to end up victorious? And sometimes that hurts when you're good. Hurts a little more than because when you're bad, you're expecting the worst. But when you're 9-3 going up against your rival, you have a little bit more expectation for your team. But let's go back out to the phone lines because I want to hear what your expectations are. Again, Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you here on 670 The Score, live and local on your overnights. Let's go to Tom out in Forest Park. Tom, good to hear from you again.
It's good to hear from you, and it's good to hear my neighbor, Bob, from Riverside. But Gabe, you know, this team is going in the right direction. We got a new coach. It clearly was out coaching in the first quarter,
agreed.
First half.
Agreed.
But the adjustments that he made, and what was missing in this game from previous games, is a team like that first half. We know Green Bay is no joke. Love is I think he's about a 6, if not a 7-year quarterback now. Mm-hmm. Yep. So from the experience of the coach to the experience of the quarterback, they went up against a good team. Our line, our O-line, held as much as they could, but their defense was playing us the way we played our previous games. And our first-year coach was not ready for it, but he made the adjustment in the second half, and that's what a gritty team will do. They'll make the adjustments, and that's what we haven't seen in decades from the Bears, is that adjustment being made. They just ran out of time. They're good. They're going to get better, and they will be the best eventually, and that needle is pointing upwards. Our team is a good team. Anybody watch that game or listen to that game? No, that the Bears are moving in the right direction. And I will tell you, Gabe, right now, that in 2 weeks, when they play Green Bay again, you're going to see a different Bears team. Now, whether or not they got enough time to make the playoffs, we will see. But the future is looking great. And please don't ever use the word a sub quarterback coming. You know, our quarterback, Caleb, he did what was expected of him. And our first-year coach made the adjustment in the second half to make him look better.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, there's a lot there for this team. I mean, they're definitely headed in the right direction. And, Tom, as you saw when the clock struck zero, the Packers celebrated as if, you know, they had won a playoff championship. You know what I mean? They were sitting there celebrating because they had a bigger chip on their shoulder than the Bears did. And I think, you know, you're right. He was outcoached in the very beginning. I think sometimes Ben Johnson tries a little too hard to prove a point. And in this one, I felt like we're, you know that the interior of their defensive line was struggling. They had two rookies starting. They were injured up the middle.
Can I say this? That one play to DJ, Green Bay was all on that play. Now, the proper call would have been to fake the DJ and throw to the other side. But again, they do their homework. They weren't playing like the Eagles played a week ago. They did their homework. And they respected the Bears. And that's why they were able to celebrate the end of the game like they won a playoff, because they knew they were in a dogfight.
Yeah.
And the Bears gave them everything. We just ran out of time. That's all. We ran out of time.
Yeah, and I think it's not only that, right? I think when you're talking about, you know, going up against, you have to be ready from the very beginning. And I think, you know, when Ben Johnson says the Bears will be playing their best football in December, was this their best football of the season? You know, can we unequivocally say that? And obviously, you're going up against one of the better teams
playing
in the league.
Gabe, playing in one of the second largest theaters in the NFL. I mean, that young quarterback, and let's call it like it is. He's young, and he's learning from a disciplined coach that he hadn't had last year. So, for all practical purposes, they went in there and wasn't expecting what they got. But they adjusted in that second half to make it a game. And again, that's an uptick. That's a gritty group of guys. Our O-line, God bless those kids. They are out there playing their hearts out. The defense, they're playing their hearts out. Our special teams played their heart out. We didn't lose that game. That game got away from us. That's all. And we just didn't have enough time to take it.
I love it.
But I tell you what, in two weeks they'll be there. And if they're not there, you could ask a certain executive producer what Tom thinks about that.
I sure will. Thanks for the call, Tom. I appreciate it. 312-644-6767. Bears lose to the Green Bay Packers 28-21. Bears 4th-and-1 after not converting with Kyle Manungai on 3rd-and-1. They go for it, loft the ball up to the end zone for Cole Kmet, who was open for a brief moment. Unfortunately, the biggest difference, I mean, it's the same play that Cole Kmet scored on against the Eagles. The biggest difference was against the Eagles, they were running it from the 30. So Cole Kmet had more of an opportunity to continue to create the separation from the safety, where in this particular situation, they ran it from the 15. So Cole Kmet was running out of real estate, where he needed to continue to go to the corner of the end zone. I mean, a lot of things had to happen perfectly right there. I would have loved another run. Take the ball out of Caleb's hands. I know that sounds horrible.
I would be perfectly fine with a fourth straight Manungai run.
Fourth straight Manungai run up the middle. You know they're, you know, the guys are hurting. I mean, geez, you ran three straight to get 10 anyways. What the hell? Run one more. I mean, but again, you had no idea what would have happened as a result of that in the next couple of plays with 20-some seconds left and maybe a timeout in hand, because you would have had to have burned one right there. But, you know, you would have loved not to be in that predicament from the first place. Right, putting some points up in the first half would have got you there. But this is one where, you know, it does sting. I mean, defense certainly played its part. Third down efficiency, the Packers were 8-for-12 on third down. And if you look at some of the first two scoring drives from the Packers, both the tutties came on third down, which really hurts in that scenario, right? You really want to get off the field. You saw with about 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter, it was about 3rd-and-1. They had Josh Jacobs stop behind the line of scrimmage. Could have forced Green Bay to kick a field goal. And unfortunately, Josh Jacobs ends up breaking the tackle and getting a first down, and they're able to chew a couple more minutes off the clock. So the defense, I mean, despite the interception that they ended up getting, I mean, you know, explosive plays. Green Bay only had the ball for 26 minutes to Chicago's 33 with the sustained drives that they had. I mean, they only gave up 17 first downs. I mean, Bears ran 16 more plays than the Green Bay Packers. I mean, it's a tough one. But the biggest difference is yards per play, right? The explosive plays gets Green Bay to 6.5. Bears, 4.6 yards per play. Can't win a game like that.
I didn't realize how lopsided the second half was because, man, Green Bay, like, owned time possession. They owned the ball. Yeah. And I didn't realize how much more the Bears won that and, you know, still came up short.
Ben Johnson understood that he needed to run the ball, right?
And with
time of possession, you do a couple of things. You keep Green Bay off of the field. You know, you keep your defense fresh. And, you know, you try to ultimately, you know, lead to some points. But it's where the Bears have struggled all season long, putting up touchdowns in the red zone. And that's what they needed to do, and unfortunately not the case there. All right, let's go back out to the phones. 312-644-6767. It's a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. Let's go to Wayne, another regular out from Wisconsin. Wayne, what'd you think about this game? Was there any positives to take away from this?
Oh, there's a ton, man. We as Bear fans are, like, spoiled this year in the sense that we're not used to being in these one-score games where we have a chance to actually win.
So you know what I mean? Yeah, so what was the biggest – give me some positives for you from this one.
So Ben Johnson got out worse in the first half, fact. The fact that he was able to make the adjustments, come out in the second half, and they kind of imposed their will that opening drive. They pushed right down the field. They showed that they got punched in the mouth. They were ready to be there. We're not used to that. I mean, we're used to Justin Fields thinking that he had to take over and then he's going to throw two interceptions in the red zone. I mean, obviously that last play, it stings. What was DJ Moore wide open? Yes. But that's hindsight. That's not something that we can focus on now, because in the moment, you know, Caleb tried to make a play. I love the fact that Caleb is the type of guy that I've seen this year, that he is going to make that adjustment. He's not going to do that again next week or the next time they see them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I think that Caleb Williams has been consistent all year, and I haven't seen that leap up, right, to make him a top six quarterback in the league, but he's been very much top eight to 12 quarterback, and he's been that. I would have loved to see a little bit more. But when you're talking about, you know, this game, Wayne, it really is a tale of two halves, right? In the first half, right, Bears have five possessions. Four of them are punts. One of them is a field goal. Second half, Bears have four possessions only. Three of them end up in points, and one of them is the interception at the tail end. So all four Bears possessions end up in the red zone. Right, they don't get the last one, but they all end up in the red zone. So the offense was working and operating at a high level. It's just unfortunate that, you know, in the second half, after the Bears scored a touchdown in the third quarter, they give up a touchdown. Then they scored a touchdown in the fourth quarter, they give up a touchdown right after it. So the defense wasn't able to just hold strong to give the Bears that momentum. After those touchdowns, they just gave the touchdown right back.
Right, we're missing another linebacker still. We're missing Tyreek Stevenson. I mean, Nashon Wright, it didn't matter because it was the last defensive sequence, but would he break his jaw? That's what it looked like to me.
That looked crazy, right? The kick to the face or whatever? The kick to the chin?
Well, he had a mouthful of blood. He was spitting, and he was having a hard time jogging off the field. So, I mean, from what I saw, that looks like a broken jaw, but, I mean, obviously I wasn't there. But
yeah.
I think this team has tremendous upside for the first time in a long time, and I'm trying to, like kind of quell my expectations, because we are in the first year of Ben Johnson. We are in the second year of Caleb Williams, and for the first time in a long time, we are competitive with the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah. How do you think this one's going to fare in 2 weeks, Wayne?
I'm giving the edge to the Bears, and the reason I'm doing that is because if you look at the momentum of the tale of two halves, Ben Johnson now knows what to expect, yeah. And I loved his adjustments in the second half. I think this dude is going to have this team ready. I think the fact that they beat the Eagles last week and he took his shirt off was a little premature. I think I would have taken my shirt off after this victory. But that's, you know, like I said, hindsight's 20/20.
Yeah, no, I get it. Thanks for the call, Wayne. I appreciate it. I mean, listen, I'm here for the Ben Johnson free Wiener Circle hot dogs. I'm here for it all. I'm here for the hope and the optimism for the Chicago Bears team that currently sits at 9-4. I'm here for it. I'm here for the potential for the Bears to make the playoffs. I'm here for the second half adjustments that could lead to some sort of positivity in 2 weeks. I do think the Bears will win in 2 weeks against the Packers in Chicago. I do think that, because remember, you go from being, the Bears this season have been the hunter, right? They're going into these games trying to prove something, trying to win against good squads, against bad teams making mistakes. So they are the hunter. And none of these games up until this one right here, have they been the hunted? And I think this game, they were the hunted. They were the ones that the Packers were out trying to get the Bears. They had the X on their back as opposed to vice versa. And I think that when they face the Packers in 2 weeks, I think the roles will reverse. I think the Bears will be the hunters again. And they'll be hunting this elusive Green Bay Packers squad where maybe they didn't necessarily feel that yesterday against the Packers.
The Bears are who we thought they were?
We'll see in 2 weeks. If they win this game, then they'll be exactly who we thought
they were. I'm
putting
a twist to the old Denny Green.
With a question mark?
Yes.
Who they thought they were?
Thought they were.
I think they'll win in 2 weeks. I think they'll get the ship right against Cleveland at home. It won't be a pretty one. It'll be a high-scoring game, I believe. And then against Green Bay, they're going to be ready.
I will offer some optimism, though. The Tennessee Titans did put 31 points up on that Browns defense.
Yeah, Tony Pollard ran his ass off against them. So I'm not sure, you know, he had that one long run for 90-some yards. But you would think with Shedeur Sanders putting up over 300 yards and four touchdowns that they should win that game.
One thing I do not, and I mean do not want to happen, Myles Garrett, please wait another week to break the sack record.
Yeah.
Do not do it against
the
Bears.
How many does he need?
So he had one yesterday, yeah. So he's at 20 on the year. So he'll need three sacks to break.
He's not going
to the record.
Caleb Williams is too elusive.
That's true.
You heard Michael Parsons.
He's
like, they asked him in the post game. Do you have that clip when they asked him what was it like chasing Caleb Williams around? We got to play that one. I loved it. He's like, I'm gonna get him eventually. And it's like you're running around trying to get Caleb Williams. Check it out. Here's Michael Parsons talking about
it. Michael, what's it like chasing around Caleb Williams for four quarters?
I'm not going to lie. Mad annoying. Like, I won't even hold back. When someone's just running boot and running all game, like, there's no fun for rushers. Like, but I'm not going to lie. I'm going to get him.
I'm not going to lie. I'm going to get him eventually. But that's what you're supposed to do when you have – you know, some edges that are super fast. You can't just sit in the pocket. We got to move the pocket, and that's exactly what the Bears did. All right, let's take one more phone call before we go to break. Bears lose to the Packers 28-21. I am Gabe Ramirez. This is a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Great Clips and Busey Bank. Let's go to Aaron out in Poplar Grove. All right, Aaron. So, obviously, you get a Ben Johnson. You get a Caleb Williams. But you don't get the result that you want. How did this game make you feel?
Oh, I was dejected. I can see the positives. Like, I'm not blind, but it just hurt. Like, to get that close, and it looked to me, I only saw the play once live, that he underthrew whoever that was.
Yeah.
Komet, whoever was wide open in the end zone.
It was not only just underthrown, he got the read late. So Cole Kmet was open and had about 4 yards separation. And by the time
he
realized Cole Kmet was open, and by the time he had to turn his body, he just couldn't get enough underneath him.
Yeah, that hurt. I do have two quick points. You've kind of already covered them, but I believe in Ben Johnson. I feel it's in Theo we trust type moment.
Okay. Okay.
And I think it's been that way all season. And I think that Ben learned more about the Packers last night than the Flower learned about the Bears.
That's a great point.
And I think in 2 weeks, that advantage plus home field, I think it could be close to an even spread. I don't know if after losing this recently to them that we can take the home field advantage and some points, which is fine. The spread doesn't really matter. But the other thing is, I don't know enough about Cleveland. Are we putting enough emphasis on the defensive end? Miles Garrett?
Miles Garrett.
Are we putting enough emphasis on him? I don't worry about the Bears putting enough emphasis on him. I just want to make sure that we're thinking about this logistically.
No, I hear you, Aaron, but I think the good thing is the Bears just went up against Micah Parsons. Right, another formidable defensive end. So you can have a similar game plan. So I don't think going up against Miles Garrett is going to somehow creep up on you. You will have already prepared for an A-type defensive end, and so you'll be able to just kind of duplicate that and create some new wrinkles. So I think that'll be it. To your point about Ben Johnson, I think he's proven unequivocally that he's one of the better coaches in the league. When you're looking at the NFL as a whole, and if you were to take the top half, he's certainly there. Even though it's his first season, I think how he's handled the offense, not trying to force something onto Caleb Williams and this skills group, I think he's assessed it well, what he has in front of him, and he's trying to use it to the best of his abilities, and we saw that in the second half. I think he did a good job of that too. So Ben Johnson certainly proven himself, but the question remains, were you proud of this Bears team after this performance? Because, again, you probably didn't think they were supposed to be there to begin with. I was sad, but my wife looked at me and she said, man, I'm proud of them. They kept close in this game. I said, damn, is that what it is? That we should be proud of them after this one? And the more important question, the Bears will face this team again in 2 weeks. What will that result be? Will it be a victory? Or will the Bears fall again to the Green Bay Packers? What do you think? 312-644-6767. We're going to take your phone calls on the other side. It's Gabe Ramirez, live and local, right here on 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The type of defense you do that can close a game.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. And I think that's the challenge, is try to put our defense in a position where they can go after the quarterback. And Caleb Williams, I mean, he is a tough guy to sack. It's amazing the stuff that he can get out of. And then he's obviously, he can throw extremely well and extremely accurate on the run. And he made a ton of big-time throws tonight where he got out of some crazy stuff and made some huge plays for them.
It's Matt LaFleur talking about Caleb Williams. Unfortunately, he wasn't talking about a game-tying touchdown throw. Bears lose to the Packers 28-21. I am Gabe Ramirez. Here with you on a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. Dustin Rhodes coming up at 5 o'clock. Then after that, some great guests on 670 The Score all day today. Olin Krutz hangs out with the guys at 7. TJ Edwards back from the injured list joins the guys at 8. Then Brad Biggs jumps on at 9. Then Raheemi Harrison Grody. They got Anthony Heron at 11. Dan Weederer at 1. And then Spiegel and Holmes. They got Kurt Warner jumping on at 3 o'clock. But we're taking your phone calls right now, 312-644-6767. All my Bears fans, my third shifters, people getting off work or heading to work or to the gym. Curious on your thoughts. So many things here, right? The first question I'm having is, after the game you saw yesterday, what is going to be the outcome in 2 weeks in your mind? Are the Bears going to beat the Packers in 2 weeks? Did they learn enough from their foe to kind of get a blueprint out there to give them the victory? Were you proud of this team after this game, right? You lost, but you're going up against one of the better teams in the league. You know, you just beat the Steelers, you beat the Eagles. Damn, if you'd have beat the Packers in one of those three games straight, sheesh, you might have been a delusional, super delusional Bears fan using the SB words if they would have done that. Sometimes you need a reality check. Ben Johnson said it best. 9 wins isn't going to get it done. I think we all would like to see this Bears team in the playoffs just to get some experience, regardless of how far you think they can go. It'll be great to have Caleb Williams get some experience, Roma Dunze, you know, Kyle Manungai, Colston Loveland, this defense, Tremaine Edmonds, CJ Edwards back in the playoffs. I mean, you would love to see those guys get that. But it's going to be a tough task. I mean, because the games that they have in front of them. Of course, Cleveland Browns coming to town this Sunday. Shedeur Sanders just put up damn near 400 yards, 3 tutties. And then, obviously, you know, after that, you got the Packers again, as I mentioned. You go to San Francisco to face a team that is scratching and clawing for a playoff spot in the Niners. And then, the last game of the season, against your division foe in the Lions, who right now are on the outskirts of the playoffs. If the playoffs started today, I'm sure everybody heard it. The Bears went all the way down to number 7 from first. So you got the Rams sitting atop, Green Bay, Philly, Tampa. Those are your 4 division winners. Then after that, from the NFC West, you got Seattle, you got the Niners, and then you got the Bears. And right behind them is the Detroit Lions. So one of those teams, the teams that are fighting for that last spot, the Bears are playing 2 of them in their next 4 games. So, I mean, it's a gauntlet, so to speak, but you got to win one. And if you don't, if you lose against the Lions, you lose against the Niners, you lose against the Packers, then you probably didn't belong in the playoffs to begin with. But I'm curious your thoughts. Will the Bears win in 2 weeks against the Packers? Are you proud of the performance that they had yesterday? Let's go to John out in Plainfield. John, I heard you're living in a boom town. All right, this is one of the one of the best places to be now.
Home of, it used to be the home, if it still is, of Des McKinnon. So
look at that. All right, so what did you think about this game, man? What were your big takeaways?
Well, the first half, they looked a little sluggish. But then, you know, in the second half, they scored on their first 3 possessions. I thought they played them tough. But I'm also concerned that now Well, the concern was also in the final 2 minutes, I don't think they managed the clock well. Now, Ben Johnson's been, you know, a real advocate of managing the clock, but, you know, they let a lot of time off before they got to that fourth and one, and even before that fourth and one, there didn't seem like there was a sense of urgency. And I think if they played a little more in a panic mode to score, I think they might have even won. But I think they played well. I was just telling your producer, you know, you mentioned about them, if they'll beat them in the next 2 weeks, the Packers, but I'm concerned about Cleveland. I'm worried about the next game.
All right, tell me about that. What concerns you about Cleveland?
Well, Cleveland doesn't concern me. The Bears concern me. I mean, I don't want this to be a letdown.
Fair.
I don't want this to be a letdown, and all of a sudden they think Cleveland is just a walk in the park. I mean, they still have Myles Garrett. Shedeur Sanders had a really good game yesterday. So, I mean, it's not, you know, and on any given Sunday, anybody could beat anybody. So, you know, they hope that, you know, Cleveland's record's not that good, but you never know. And I'm also concerned, too, they went from the number one seed in the playoff picture to number seven, and they would be playing the Green Bay Packers. So they may be playing them three times instead of just two as well. So,
yeah, I mean, it's concerning. I mean, if there's one thing I could tell you, you know, Ben Johnson in his post game was already ready for the Cleveland Browns. He was already preparing for them as such. I think he's not going to let that go by the wayside. He understands how good they are and how teams in the NFL are. But, you know, this Bears team, what did they show you that gave you hope on yesterday against the Packers?
I tell you what, the defense, I think, kind of came to play, minus Kyler Gordon again. I mean, I don't know. He gets hurt during pregame with his groin. I think he should just be put on IR for the rest of the year. TJ Edwards stepped it up. I think that helped solidify the linebacking core and the core of the defense as well. He's I mean, I don't think he wears a C, but he should. And I think the offensive line, I mean, I think Caleb was only sacked one time. I think considering how good their defense is, the front four in particular, I actually think they held their own. I really did. I mean, I know Caleb had it scrambled, but I actually think the offensive line did a good job. And I think Isaac Trapillo is playing exceptional, considering, you know, he took the job from Theo. And I don't know. I think I'm not panicking at all. I don't know. I hope no one's panicking. I just think, you know, you can't win forever. You know, maybe this loss humbles them a little and, you know, makes them grow.
And that's the hope, right, John, that, you know, you really take this as a learning experience where, you know, you're going up against one of the better teams in the league and you got to find out where you need to adjust that, right? It's one thing to win and come back against bad teams and capitalize on their mistakes via the turnover or just bad throws. But then when you go up against a good team, right, that is going to make you pay, that is going to beat you over the top with explosive plays the way they did with Christian Watson or lean on the run game with Josh Jacobs, you know, these are things you got to deal with. If you're trying to be one of the better teams in the league, you have to know where your shortcomings are. And I think the Bears were able to experience that. I'm concerned as to whether or not there'll be a letdown next time, right? Because when you go up against a good team, you can either say, oh, damn, they're just better than us. Or you can say, okay, if we would have just done these few things right, we could have pulled this victory off. And, you know, I don't know. Because the Bears are exactly who they showed today. They're a team that is inconsistent, that can't necessarily put together sustained drives consistently. They can do deep drives, we know that. But can you turn them into 7 points instead of field goals, right? Like, these are things that have been consistent themes throughout the year. And it's been unfortunate to see it. And I'm not sure if I'm going to get a Caleb Williams that can, you know, go for 350 yards and 4 touchdowns. I'm not sure I'm going to get that, John.
No, and I don't think you want to. I don't think this offense is geared towards that either because their run game is superior. And another thing I want like to mention real quick is, you know, before the half, when the Bears got the field goal, I believe, Cairo Santos kicked the ball, and it was short of the box.
Yeah,
there,
they got him to the 40-yard line.
They gave him the touchdown kind of quick. And it's like, you know, you got to be in the game – the whole 60 minutes. You just can't think that, oh, it's almost halftime. It's cold. We'll warm up. Cairo Santos, this is like, he's done this before. And it's like, I don't know. I mean, I like him, but, you know, you kind of put your defense in a position at that point to fail a little bit, you know, before the half. So, but, I appreciate all your input and, have a good day, Gabe.
Of course. Do the same, John. Appreciate it. 312-644-6767. Taking your phone calls. Will the Bears win in 2 weeks when they face this Packers team again? That's the question I have for you. And then, you know, are you proud of this performance that the Bears put together against a superior team? Because let's not forget, these next four games really are the truth, sir. You can say to yourself, okay, the Bears beat some bad teams. And, you know, the question has been, are the Bears good? I think the answer is yes, because if you're good, you beat the bad teams. And, you know, maybe you're just not great. And that is debatable in the present. And so these next four games, you know, it's real. There's no hypotheticals. There's no, shouldn't be any developmental excuses. Ben Johnson said the Bears will be playing their best football in December. There's no more moral victories. There's no more being proud. You've shown you can beat teams you're supposed to beat, and that we know, right? And you've shown, you know, flashes against good teams, but now it's about consistency. Now it's about how you respond to everybody and how does Caleb bounce back? Can he finally take that little, like Caleb's been Caleb throughout the entire year, but can he just take that little bump, you know, just get just like a little bump up to be that good? You know, can we just see that? Does the offense, you know, tighten up with these last four games, or do they stay uneven? Does the defense clean up these explosive plays where they're leaking out of the backfield? I mean, how many times are we going to see touchdowns over the top? We've been seeing all year long. It doesn't matter if it's Nashawn Wright. It doesn't matter if it's Tyreek Stevenson. It doesn't matter if it's CeeDee Gardner-Johnson. Jalen Johnson over the top. I mean, we're seeing it over and over again. And maybe the most important thing is, do they play smarter situational football when the margin disappears? Because that is what's happening, right? On third and one, can we convert with Kyle Manungai? Or be confident enough to go back to that same play and get the actual 1 yard that you want. The league is telling you exactly who you are right now. You're dangerous, you're talented, but you're not yet ruthless. And that's what you need to be in this league. So these next 4 weeks are going to determine whether the season is remembered as a launching pad to greatness or just a tease of what could have been. And I talk about that because that's going to be a huge moment for the Chicago Bears. If the Bears miss the playoffs, I mean, not to say that they can't bounce back from that, but if you went 9-3 and then you missed the playoffs, smells very similar to last season when you were 4-2 and then you lost 10 straight. It's similar. I didn't say it's the same. I said it's similar, right? Where there's this weight of disappointment that looms over you. And then the cynic in you gets to come back out again as a Bears fan. And we don't want that. We want something different. But if you're asking the starting QB what he thinks, we might want to look away when we play his post-game press conference. Because typically, you know, it's a little longer, it's a little more lively. But maybe that's what you need. You need to piss off Caleb Williams. Here's Caleb talking to the media, following.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The loss to the Green Bay Packers, 28-21.
Everybody?
Kevin, can you just walk us through the final pass, kind of what your eyes are seeing and your decision-making process?
Yeah, we had about two or three guys in front of, you know, either stacking Swift or, stacking Swift or right there with Swift. And so, rolled out and saw Cole and tried to give him a big boy ball, try and let him go up for it because I ended up seeing 25 starting to sprint. And so tried to slow him up and, you know, kind of give him a chance in those moments. It's, you know, got to have it moment. And they had a guy trailing me. And so didn't feel that I could go get it myself. And so just got to give Cole a better shot at it. I think, you know, next time just extend him a little bit more and kind of lead him. But in those moments, you want to put the ball in play and trust your guy or, you know, try to have your guy go make a play and just got to give him a better ball.
Have you had a chance to rewatch it yet?
What's
the feeling in the locker room after coming so close? Is it resolution? What is the general feeling?
Yeah, it's frustration just because, we shot ourselves in the foot, I think, more than anything. And so, I think that's where the frustration comes from. We had a great shot early in the game with the interception, defense doing a good job. And then we kind of let them get going and, they put up some points on the board. And, we had to try and rally it, and it's not always going to work in our favor. And, we work our tail off to try and, not have these, situations. But when the situations do, come, we gotta, try and go make plays and try and, come back and make the right plays to, seal the win.
What's your game standpoint? How were you guys able to get in the rhythm in the second half? They weren't in the first half.
Yeah, I think it's mindset, and then I think it's just execution. Small details. It's something that we spoke about that they weren't necessarily confusing us or doing anything too out of the ordinary. It's a good D coordinator, and they've been a good defense throughout this year. But and kudos to them for making the plays when needed at definitely at the end of the game. So but I think it was more of us shooting ourselves in the foot and not making the plays and the small details. And like I said, that's something that we spoke about in the locker room before we came back out. Is focused on the small details, doing our job, execution, and then we're able to start getting on the same plays. And then I think we had a couple good plays that made a spark for us, and we started to get going.
What was your feeling of the offensive rhythm in the second half? You guys really moved it well.
Yeah, I think that I think kind of what I just said. It's just we needed a spark, and we end up having a spark with one of the passes, or we came out run the ball well and things like that. So I think it created a good momentum for us. And like I said, we were executing the small details.
The extended play completion, you hit the Cole up your sideline mm-hmm. in the third quarter. What'd you see on that one?
Just saw Cole do a good job being aggressive and trying to make a play for the team. He got in front of and stacked the defender and just gave him a shot.
Caleb, independent of the result, what's the value of this team playing in this mm-hmm. high leverage, high stakes, big stage?
Yeah. Obviously our goal is to win every single game, and our goal is to, win these games and then get to the playoffs. And so it's a playoff atmosphere and, going versus a rival and things like that. So it's good for us to be able to find ways to rally. And obviously, we want to focus on having a better outcome and starting faster and all these different things. But it's definitely useful for us for just in case we go on the road at some point and in the playoffs and things like that. It's something that we're going to use in the future and throughout my career. But we got to focus on, this next game coming up to get to that point.
Caleb, what did you learn about the downfield passing attack in the second half, like how that was able to come alive that you think you can apply to earlier in the game?
Yeah, I think it just comes down to small details for me. I think it comes down to footwork, getting in rhythm faster, and then small details for us in the passing game, making sure everybody is where they need to be, and communicating that properly, and just creating the right mindset on those drives and going into the drives.
See these guys again in 13 days.
Yep.
What do you learn? What can you take from today that can help you then?
Yeah, we need to start faster. I need to start faster. We need to start faster, and I think that do us well, as a team and as an offense, especially. That's something that they did better than us today, I would say, and then they made plays at the end of the day, a few more plays than us.
But the fourth and one play there at the end, did you have a different play in before they banged the timeout? Or?
No. We end up calling the same play.
Caleb, Ben said he had a big guy touchdown teed up to Theo. Obviously, Theo got taken away on that play, and you had something over on the other side.
Yep.
How does that unfold for you? Obviously, going there first, and then
yeah. If Theo popped, just give him a good ball. Don't kill him with the ball, and they end up covering him down, and then just went through my other reads, and Colson ended up popping open.
You might answer this one. How tough is that throw? Move it to your left.
Not tough at all. Just got to give him a better ball. Thinking too much.
How would you describe the emotion of Lambeau Field?
Great. Yeah, the energy. You love being in these games. You love being in these competitive games. You love being in these high-stake games. You love being in, away games and things like that. And that's what it's going to take. You got to win on the road. Half the season is on the road. Playoffs, a lot of times on the road. And so just being able to cherish these moments and learn from them, whether it's a win or a loss, is really important.
Thanks, guys.
Awesome. Thank you.
Bears. Caleb Williams on the day. You heard him talking and really just – taking this one in, I felt like he sounded very mature up there and not as someone that was going to be dejected after a loss, which obviously you could have, when you're winning 9 out of 10 and then all of a sudden you face a loss like this, you're not necessarily sure how they're going to respond. But after hearing Ben Johnson, after hearing Caleb Williams, you should feel good about how this Bears team is going to respond. And it will be interesting because we haven't seen this team in a game like this that we're about to see on Sunday, right? Where it could be a trap game, right? Going up against the Browns that are 3-10 on the season. And then you come off of a loss against the Packers and you just want to keep the vibes high. And you have an opportunity to do so. Pick up your 10th victory against the Browns. Win a team against a team that's not necessarily trying to, compete for a playoff spot. And then try to build some momentum as you go in to face the Packers in 2 weeks from now. You don't want to look ahead, but you certainly want to see your team prepare accordingly, and they're going to get the opportunity to do just that. But I'm curious, do you think the Bears can win in 2 weeks when they face the Packers? Think about that. You saw the game yesterday. Are you confident that they could pull it off? I want to hear from you. 312-644-6767. And then, your thoughts about this game in general. Do you feel like the Bears could have pulled this one out anyway? A lot of people just think that they weren't ready for this one. 312-644-6767. Thoughts on the Bears game and whether or not you think they can beat the Packers in 2 weeks. I want to hear from you. I got about an hour left in the show, ready to take your phone call, so we'll do that next. It's Gabe Ramirez right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.